Today is Thursday, June 27th, 2019, and my name is Adam, and you're listening to Geeky Gay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I'm so glad you've joined me. I'm going to write some clever thing for how I should start the show. All of you listeners out there, I know I have at least two. I want you to come up with a, I'm going to put work on you because I'm recording every day now, and I've had a lot of you say that you love this. What I want is a cool intro script that I can use. You can take this, well, I hope you take it seriously, but you can take it comedically if you want. But I want, you know, when we did Dubious Intent, Daniel had a really cool script, you know, from the palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the internet, you know, all that kind of stuff, which I can't do that, but he had this really cool script that he had written when he started Dubious Intent, I think. And, you know, I don't have anything. I just started with the date. Today is, you know, and maybe you guys like that. Maybe everybody thinks that's great the way I start it. I feel like I just kind of ramble though. So I go like, today is Thursday, June 27th, 2019. And my name is Adam. If, you know, I think that's all good, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know if that's good. And I feel like I want to do something else. So all of you listeners out there, I want you to come up with intros for me. And it just needs to be a short little 15-second, you know, 20-second, what it's going to use the same music. And you can either record it and email it to me, or you can write it up and send it to me in via email. And we're going to run that. We're going to do a little contest. So we're going to run this through. And I hope I get some, because I'm going to feel really stupid if if I don't get anything. And so we're going to run this all the way through the New Orleans event. I'm making crap up. We're going to run this through the New Orleans event, and I'm going to announce the winner in the New Orleans event, and the winner is going to get something. I don't know what. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you guys, but there's going to be a cool prize, either like an Amazon gift card or, I don't know, maybe a Google Home Mini. Or something like that. I don't know. I may give that Google Home Mini as a raffle item for Pride 48. So don't. I got this brand new Google Home Mini, and like, I don't need it necessarily. So that could be a prize. I don't know. I'm going to think of a prize, a really cool prize. But I want you guys, I would love it if you send it in audio to adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And the winning one is going to win something really cool. All right. Well, I'm pre-recording this, so right now I'm in Vancouver. If everything aligned, and Mark and I are in Vancouver, and we're going around the city, I'll talk about that hopefully on Monday's episode if I'm able to record while I'm on my trip. And so we're gonna tour around Vancouver, and then Friday is when the boat actually leaves. So hopefully everything will go fine. But for this episode, we're going to listen. I'm going to go ahead and listen to another Scotty Little Aussie Battler voicemail. So now I'm going to have to find the Scotty because I know I have one. Okay, here it is. Let's listen.
G'day, Adam. This is Scotty Aussie Battler. And there's yappy mongrel dogs. And it's a bit windy. So
it was birds yesterday, and now it's mongrel dogs today. I feel like we're going to hear like elephants in the background tomorrow. I don't know.
I guess you'll say I'm masturbating out in the open or something. But listen, I'm listening to episode number, I can't remember, and it's all about you sous-viding food. Go, cross over. And listen, I know you bought that thing to be healthy, but I'm just going to see if you can...
Are you going to tell me that I'm going to get cancer from cooking food in plastic? I read that it's okay and that only crazy people think that it's bad for you. And restaurants do sous vide all the time. Also, you may not be going to say this, I'm interrupting you, but also the bags that I bought for the vacuum sealer, They're non-toxic or BPA free or whatever it is. So I think I'm okay. And maybe that's not what you're going to say. I'm totally prejudging here. Let's listen.
Just catch a common thread here as I repeat some of what you said about your healthy sous vide cooking. Butter, oil, chicken, another tablespoon of butter, meat, oil, 2 spoons per 100 grams, butter, meat.
I totally misread you there, Scotty. So first of all, I'm never going to go vegetarian. So even if you consider it unhealthy to eat meat, chicken is one of the more healthy ones, right? Red meat is the one that's bad. Also, when I was mentioning butter and olive oil, what I was saying is your normal way of cooking meat is you'll put it in a pan and you'll baste it with all this oil. And I've seen chefs put in 5, 6, 7, 8 tablespoons of butter or more when they're cooking stuff. What I'm saying is I do it at the very end and I do the smallest amount possible because I still want to have flavor, but I want it to, you know, but I also want it to be healthier. So let's just say healthier, right?
Butter, oil, 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 butter, oil, butter at the end, garlic.
It's another all meat. At the end. All the butter is at the end, and it's a small amount.
Cooked at what I can only imagine in your olden day Fahrenheit measurements of 140 degrees for chicken must be within a degree of giving you salmonella poisoning and killing poor mittens. But anyway, butter, oil, oil, butter at the end, butter. So, I don't know, I'm just gonna say, it's probably not dairy, like the cheese in America isn't actually dairy, because it's fake, so maybe the butter in America is not actually a dairy product, and it's not really bad for you and makes you fat, but I don't know, it seems like you're eating a lot of butter and oil with this sous vide stuff. Okay, well, Pride 48 is over and it was good. Shh. I didn't listen to much because most of it was at night time, but what I heard was good. I didn't hear the fake Dubious Intent reboot. So let's hope that gets put out somewhere on the show. And hallelujah, Big Fatty is not being cancelled. I wonder if he really wanted that. Bye.
You know, I stopped responding because I didn't realize his voicemail was going to be 3 minutes long. And I was trying to keep these episodes short, especially because I'm pre-recording this, and this is still the day when I'm packing, and I've got to go to the store and buy some mouthwash, and I may get a couple of laminating sheets so I can laminate these luggage tags for the cruise. I don't know. Maybe not. I think Mark needs some chapstick as well. So I'll just... So I stopped responding, but I will say it's... Let's just say it's healthy. I know you were being funny, but let's just say it's healthier. I never said it was like completely healthy, but it's a very small amount of butter and a very small amount of olive oil. And it's only at the very end to impart some flavor because you really need some flavor. And I am using boneless, skinless, fatless chicken breast, which has... The other thing is I've done a lot of research and I'm no scientist, so maybe I'm completely wrong, but I have done a lot of Googling. And what I've read is that sous vide is safe at a lower temperature because you do it slowly and it raises the entire piece of meat or whatever you're cooking up to the exact temperature that you want it to be. And the only reason that you're supposed to cook stuff like, let's say to 100, and like chicken is supposed to be cooked to theoretically the FDA, the federal something, federal drug administration. Anyway. Whoever that is, they say 160 degrees is because when you get it to 160 degrees, they can be certain that all of the bad bacteria and stuff has been killed. But when you sous vide, anything over, I believe, it may even be as low as 130 degrees, but I'm absolutely sure anything above 140 degrees, for over about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how thick the piece of meat is. That kills all the bad bacteria. And there are things like, if you're not going to eat it immediately, you need to plunge it into an ice bath and cool it down immediately. So there are some more things that you do. Anyway, so you should look it up. I will say this, it's very much easier to get a moist, succulent, nice piece of meat. I've always had trouble cooking meat, and this is so much easier. I mean, you still do really want to sear the outside and add a little bit of butter or something to give some flavor and caramelization, something. But it's really good. And then I forgot your other comment. Oh, thank you for saying that Pride 48 went well. I agree that Pride 48 went well. And I was tired afterwards because I had to drive to St. Louis during the middle of Pride 48 and do all that other stuff. So there was a lot of stuff that went on. But, you know, I really did enjoy the weekend, and I'm glad. Dubious Intent. I'm going to try to put recordings of all the episodes. Like, on the schedule page, I'm going to change that to be a... Here are the shows that broadcasted, and here are like recordings of those episodes, because especially Dubious Intent, that was a one-off thing, so I don't think he's going to be releasing that anywhere. And I feel like you had another comment or question, but I've literally already forgotten what it was, and I feel like I wanted to respond to it as well, but I don't remember what else you said. I remember Pride 48, and I remember sous vide, and I don't remember anything else. But sorry, Scotty, I'll listen to it again at some point. All right, well, I'm gonna end this here, and we have one more pre-recorded episode, and then if I can record while I'm on vacation, I will do that. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com to email me with all those submissions for my new intro suggestions. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You get extra points if you record it yourself, audio, and send that to me so I can play it. And for many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ podcasts, you can go to pride48.com. And I will talk to you guys, air quotes, tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.